Text into 78592 says, I have secret cameras installed in all the rooms of my house.
I bet.
Oh. Gosh.
Okay,
it.
Well, we are writing down your number and forwarding it to the authorities.
Yeah, that's
whoever
scary.
Sent that in. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of a segment called Am I the Jerk? Where we help our listeners determine who's right and who's wrong in an argument that they're having in their life. And we're talking with one of our listeners, Stephanie, who's upset with her friend for doing it with her boyfriend all over her house while Stephanie was away on a trip. And Stephanie only found out because she has a camera set up in her living room.
Several.
Yes.
Camera that she did not warn her friend about before she came over to house sit.
That's the issue.
So when she called her to be like, why are you doing it everywhere? Her friend got mad for not warning her about the cameras. And now Stephanie's wondering, is she the jerk?
Mm.
Did I capture everything right there, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm. That pretty much covers it, yeah.
Okay, I think the debate in studio off air has been some people in the room, the girls, think that having cameras in your place alone is kind of creepy, and I believe that it's a security thing, that you should be able to have cameras all throughout
security
your house.
Security for what?
If someone
Stephanie, have you ever
me?
Caught anyone on your security cameras doing something else?
It's all about the one time.
It doesn't matter our opinion right now, right? Stephanie, you want to know what other people think.
I mean, I think I know what you guys think at this point.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty split.
And I think one of the key points here is that Stephanie didn't install the camera just to watch her friend.
Yes.
Like, it was a total accident.
It's there to, like, tell her they were there.
It's her own property, but I also see you don't tell her
she
you're
there.
She
would have hooked off camera if she knew that.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of opinions in this room. Let's get our listeners to weigh in. We're going to go to Jillian. What do you think? Who is the jerk in this situation? Is it Stephanie or her friend?
I'm going to go with Stephanie.
You think that Stephanie is the jerk for not warning her friend about the cameras?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that if Stephanie is a good friend, first of all, she needs to apologize for getting so mad. But then for failing to tell her about the cameras.
Yeah.
And then for accidentally seeing her friend get her freak on. I mean, her friend's got to be so embarrassed.
Yeah, you don't want to see your friends naked.
Stephanie, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to see it either. Like, I have definitely learned my lesson. Like, if someone's staying in my house, I apparently need to warn them. But at what point does everybody who comes inside my house have to, like, have this disclosure?
Yeah.
Or why don't you just set up some boundaries? Like, Stephanie, if you don't want, you know, your friend to have her boyfriend over, then maybe you need to tell them that before they house sit for you.
That wasn't the problem, though.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It was.
She doesn't mind it. She doesn't want it all over the house.
Let's go to the next person. Who do we have here? Pam. Who do you think is the jerk, Stephanie or her friend?
I think her friend.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
For doing it everywhere?
Yeah, like, it's just disrespectful. Like, sure, it's like a fun little getaway, do it in their room, clean the sheets, but like, if I was Stephanie, I would release that video.
Whoa!
Oh,
you
would
oh my god!
What kind of friend are you?
Oh my god, well, I'm not doing that. I don't think I could ever be that angry with her.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
this is someone who you consider like one of your closest friends, right?
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time, and I can be mad at her, but that would cross the line, I think.
I mean, do you feel like your friendship is actually on the line with this?
I'm worried it is. We didn't leave things on a friendly note, so I don't know.
We've heard from a lot of women here. Maybe we should get a guy's perspective on this.
Ooh, okay. That'd be good.
We have Kevin. What do you think? Who's the jerk, Stephanie or her friend in this situation?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I got a lot to say on this topic for sure.
Wow.
All right, everyone,
Kevin, were you the boyfriend that was at the house?
Well, I just think some things are a little bit obvious. Like, this friend has to be the jerk, right? They have to be the jerk because you shouldn't have to disclose your security measures.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk around letting everyone know, like, how you're protecting yourself.
It's your best friend. What do you think? Your best friend's going to rob you?
Hey, you
I don't know,
know
what your best friend could. Exactly.
What?
You really actually don't know. And I think it's a really exclusive bunch. This friend obviously couldn't be trusted.
Oh,
yeah. And honestly, I'm outraged on behalf of this person.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I'm outraged at you.
If you can't even trust your best friend, who can you trust? You're going to live in a world where you're just exhausted all the time from having to, like, I don't know.
Brooke, I don't even trust myself.
No. I see what you're saying, sort of. But I think, like, it's not an exhaustion thing. That's why you have the cameras, to increase the trust and, you know, vet out these sort of people. I wish I could just know, like, how outraged to be, because I don't really know how nasty the video was. Do you guys have, did the video drop yet? I feel like I need to know exactly how mad I need to be.
Okay. There's going to be no video drop, right, Stephanie?
No.
I do have one last point, though. Like, it depends on where the cameras are. If they're hidden inside of a teddy bear, then that's sketchy. If they're out in the open and there's a red dot in the corner of the room, then you should be able to see it yourself.
They're not hidden cameras.
I mean, you can always put up a sign in your living room that's like, cameras are in
here.
Like, it's like, beware of dog, beware of camera.
Or
don't
just
do
tell
it
her. That guy was impassioned. Stephanie. Oh,
no,
you're still there.
No, no.
Kevin's sticking around.
Okay, sorry, Kevin.
Hey, will you hang up to Brooke and talk crap?
No, I'm just saying.
Asking for a link to her webcam.
I don't think Stephanie is as upset as Kevin is. Am I right, Stephanie?
I mean, I was. I definitely was at first. I've had a few days to cool down, but I was at least that upset, maybe more. I've had some harsh words.
Wow.
Okay, well, thank
you. Okay, so yeah, maybe it's not as dirty as I'm envisioning it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
it's
the type of sex for Kevin.
I appreciate how invested you are in this story, Kevin, but we got to let you go, okay? Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for taking the call.
All right.
Okay.
That is true. So I want to see how dirty it was.
Stephanie, you've heard a lot of opinions. We've been checking the text board, getting a lot of feedback on this. We've been asking, is Stephanie the jerk for not telling her friend about the cameras in her living room before she house sat? Or is her friend the jerk for deciding to do it all over Stephanie's house while house sitting? And the final results are in on the text board. We've tallied them up. And 67% of our listeners say, Stephanie, you're the jerk.
We called it.
Wow.
All right. I mean, they're not hidden. Like,
Hey, you got to take it. You got to say yes. Okay.
She's right. I mean,
I think in the end, we're both jerks. So I hope that she will also apologize. But I am willing to tell her I'm sorry for getting so upset about it, at least.
And let her know that she's 43% wrong. Am I doing the math right?
Yeah.
And maybe you can offer to house sit for her next time and do it all over her house. So then you're even.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I can come over, too. I mean, we can.
I'm sure Kevin would be happy to join.
Yeah.